Hello, welcome to Poppin' In with Alexa and Molly. I'm Molly.
And I'm Alexa.
And we're very excited for this week's episode because we're going to talk about that crazy little girl from the block. Alexa watched the J-Lo movie, and she has a lot to say about it, apparently.
I do. I watched it for you all so you wouldn't have to. So for those of you who don't know, J-Lo has a new album coming out, or that came out, and it's called This Is Me, .. which is, like, supposed to be based on her album that came out 20 years ago. It's like, This Is Me, .. Then questionable naming conventions. But anyways, so the reason I wanted to watch this J-Lo movie is, as I told Molly, my boyfriend Chris and I were watching the trailer, and I described it to her as J-Lo meets Brave Little Toaster.
You didn't describe. I never heard those words.
I described it maybe to myself.
You never. Because this is the first time I'm hearing this.
And then I realized it's more like, you know that movie Robots from the early 2000s? It's like an animated movie where everyone's like kind of like crusty and like rusted.
Oh my god.
Because there's a lot of, okay, when you watch the, you asked me, is it a documentary? And I said, if you watch the trailer, you will know.
No, I swear I cannot figure out what it is. It seems like a documentary. I just thought she was that cringe.
I couldn't figure out what it was either. Like, until I started watching it, I thought it was an actual, like, movie with just some... But anyways, the trailer, you'll see she's, like, dangling off of, like, these iron things and everything's rusted over. But so while watching it, after, I would say, first of all, you need to know that this movie is 66 minutes long.
Okay.
It is basically...
Actually, that's very watchable.
Yes, it's, like, basically an episode. Of something. Mm-hmm. And it's a visual album. And I just realized, like, while watching it, that it's basically what Beyonce did, but arguably just not as good. And you start out in this scene where it's J-Lo, and she's dressed up as, like, a futuristic, like, iron factory worker. And they're working inside, quote-unquote, the heart. And... It's like they're all like, all these women are wearing like these like goggles or whatever, and they're doing J-Lo dancing or whatever. She wears a hat throughout so much of this movie that I just am like, who styled you? But, and it basically it's like all the petals are gone from the heart or whatever, and it's her recounting a dream that she's having.
Oh, God.
And this happens throughout the movie where it's just like dreams that she's having that she's recounting to her therapist, who is Fat Joe, who I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah.
And there are so many weird cameos in this movie, but I have to tell
you. Okay, so they're not playing themselves. They're playing...
No. Okay. And the... Okay, so here are the people. So she has... The Astrological Council is part of, like, the plot of this movie. And stop me if I'm, like, describing this wrong, if it doesn't make sense. But also, it just doesn't make sense. You just gotta know that.
Okay.
So it's Post Malone, Jane Fonda, Kim Petras... I don't know if I said her name right. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh.
Some guru, I don't know, from India, I guess. Did I say Kiki Palmer?
Oh, no.
Kiki Palmer, Sofia Vergara. And
Ben Affleck directed it, right? Or am I making it?
And Jennifer Lewis. Ben Affleck, I think, no, he didn't direct it, but he... So the first scene starts out... I actually am incorrect. It doesn't start out with them hanging from a... from a iron heart. It starts out with her and what looks to be Ben Affleck, but you never see his face, on this motorcycle, just like going through this watery thing, and then they crash and they fall or whatever, and then you're suddenly in the chamber of a heart, and it doesn't make any sense. But the whole thing is supposed to be like her poking fun at herself for being like, I've been married so many times, right?
I didn't get that from that at all. Well, I haven't watched
it. Well, she does. There's, like, this whole thing where it's, like, she gets throughout it. It's, like, husband number one and husband number two. And also, I noticed, because I watch everything with captions on, her character is called, quote-unquote, the artist.
Oh, no.
And it's so cringe. It's so cringe. And I just love... So I also watched... There is a documentary about the making of this movie, which, when you came in, that's what I was watching. And... It's so funny because it's like, I would say that's more like her being aware of herself, but...
Wait, so she made the documentary too?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yes, yeah.
Oh, I guess that would make sense.
But I want to get back to who directed the movie, because I was just like, I don't know, looking up some funny tweets about it and just like things that the first thing you need to know about this film, I'll go back to who directed it, is J-Lo financially supported it herself. $20 million of her own funds, because no one would pick up this movie.
Yeah, as they should. And as they shouldn't.
There's this whole scene where she's trying to get people to come in to do cameos, and everyone, they're like, Taylor Swift's unavailable.
Right. Like, I did see that.
Bad Bunny can't come in.
So was that real?
Yeah, it's okay. Real. And basically, there's this scene where it's like, I think it's Bad Bunny or someone. She's like, well, he's in a wedding. And she's like,
what? No, it was Derek Huff.
Yes. And she's like, oh, wedding? What do you mean? Whose wedding? Yeah. And you're like, his. He's in a wedding. And she was like, I don't know.
She was like, call him.
Yeah, she was like, give him a call.
Yeah.
And Jane Fonda, there's a whole scene where she gets on the phone. She's like, she's in the movie, but she tells J-Lo. I was about to say Jennifer Lawrence. Just need to name people.
J-Law.
She's like, I don't know about this. Like, I feel like you're just really pushing your love story with Brad.
With Brad?
Brad. Oh, my God. Why am I...
Ben.
These people just need to have different names. God.
Jennifer
Aniston. With Ben Affleck. And she's like, but I am kind of rooting for you guys or whatever. But anyways, so she did her own funding for this. And I love Variety did a cover. I think I sent this to you where it says, J-Lo's love don't cost a thing. And then the next part says, just $20 million.
Oh my gosh.
Which,
but is that wild? I mean, she's a, like...
It's wild to, like, solely fund your own project because no, like, she's J-Lo and no one wants to put it out. And it's just, and in it, like, again, all these actors are dressed up as, like, astrological signs or whatever. And there's, like, in the credits, Sofia Vergara, like, a blooper where she's like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever been a part of. And it very much is.
Well, go ahead. I had something to say about the astrological thing, but continue.
No, go ahead.
Well, the astrological thing is funny because it makes me think of, you've heard that story where she's like, she won't work with people who are, she won't allow dancers on her, like she won't allow dancers to be Virgos.
Which I am personally offended by as a born through and through Virgo. But, so I want to get into that because I was looking into that and basically the person who revealed that on a podcast was the girl who plays Brittany on Glee.
And Heather Morris.
Yes. And there was such a deep dive of stuff of just J-Lo being mean. Like, her being just a mean person.
Yeah, and by the way, I've heard that, like, from every single person who has ever met her.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, it's kind of like, I don't know, just everybody has, like, a bad J-Lo story.
I mean, there was, like, and again, this is all alleged, but, like, this is me going on a TikTok dive of where her and Ben were at, like, some restaurant or whatever, and he's a generous tipper, so he went around and he tipped all the waiters and stuff really well, and then she went back around, took the tips back, and, like, gave them fives
what?
Or ten.
Okay, that's crazy. I don't believe that.
I don't know. It was on TikTok.
I do believe the Virgo thing for sure, which I just, so she seems just crazy to me.
All I typed into TikTok was J-Lo. That's all it is. J-Lo hates Virgos. J-Lo talking about the Bronx. And then it goes down. J-Lo gets humbled. J-Lo, no one wants her movie. And then J-Lo being rude. J-Lo being cringe.
But I guess I see it as like, so when you keep saying like, she funded her own movie. She had to do all, I'm like, okay, but she's J-Lo. Like, it would be one thing. It just feels like she's like acting like everyone's against her. I'm like, you're one of the most successful people.
But is she, like, though? I was also seeing this whole TikTok where, I mean, yeah, she is. Sorry, she is. But I was listening to this TikTok where basically in the beginning, I think, like, whoever was her manager or whatever, I think, allegedly stole songs from, like, Mariah Carey and stuff because Mariah Carey's husband owned a record label and, like, that kind of ruined her career when they got divorced.
Well, the, I don't know. What's her name? Who plays Sydney on The Bear?
I don't know her name, but I also don't know if she's Irish, and that's another thing.
Okay, I want to talk about that too, because I don't fully get it. I don't get that joke, but can I, wait, hold on. Yeah. So she hosted SNL a couple weeks ago, or monthly, whatever. She hosted SNL recently, and J-Lo was the musical guest, and right before, literally like, okay, SNL was Saturday, like on Thursday or Friday, this big story, or not big story, but this old episode of a podcast resurfaced of her talking about J-Lo and calling her a fraud, basically, for what you just said, like, her, like, saying, like, she's, like, she didn't actually, like, do any of her own stuff. Like, she's a fraud. She's a fraud. And she was kind of joking, but, you know, in the context of, like, a podcast, you're, like, joking or whatever. And she was just calling J-Lo a fraud, and that all came out, like, right before SNL. So it was like, oh, that's awkward. Like, they're, you know, like, on SNL together this week. Well, J-Lo came out with, like, J-Lo said the statement afterwards. She was like, yeah, she came into my dressing room with tears in her eyes, just crying and apologizing, making her look like an idiot, basically. Yeah. Like, just making her sound like, you know, like, just kind of this, like, whatever. And she was like, and I just said, oh, honey, like, don't worry about it. It's okay. And I'm like, why would you need to tell that story? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, there was also, like, people talking about how, like, she didn't acknowledge any of her, like, backup singers. And they were saying, like, she's very cold and stuff. And then when a man comes in the room, she's very, like, bubbly and whatever, which I could see for her, because her whole thing is, and I think it's interesting, like, she very clearly doesn't like Beyonce, which is fine. If Beyonce came up at the same time as me, I'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. But she just very
well,
much,
well, her, like, and Mariah Carey have a feud, too, don't they?
Because she stole her music.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Probably other things. Wow, I sounded very, like,
well, it's, I just love just that. You just stole her music. Mariah Carey, that interview with her where they're asking her, like, who is, like, you know, asking her about J-Lo, like, how she feel. And she just, like, don't know her.
Yeah.
Don't know her. Like, it's so funny. They're all just, like, divas. You know what I mean? Like, it's, they're, like, the
Mariah
epitome
Carey's
of...
the funniest one, though.
She is. And I don't... I'm not a huge Mariah Carey fan either. I just don't really... But I also don't, like, I'm not, like, a super fan of any singer. Like, I love music, and I love... But I've never been, like, a huge fan of any particular singer. But they're particularly just, like, divas to me, you know? Yes.
But I also, like, how do you feel about the J-Lo, Ben Affleck getting back together?
It's so... I don't get it, because I don't see the two of them together at all. Like, I just don't get it.
I'm not a huge Ben Affleck fan. Like, okay, hot take. I watched, two-thirds of, what's it called? What's that movie? The big one. Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
On a plane, right?
I love Good Will Hunting.
I thought it was fine. I had no urge to finish it. I was just
like... Oh, it's so good. I love Good... Okay, I will say, I've heard, actually, that he's not a great guy. I've heard different things, because he seems to me now, like, he seems like a nice guy whenever I see him now. Maybe it's because it's, like, compared to J-Lo.
Yeah.
But I've actually always heard stories about him that he's, like, not the... He's kind of a douche. But,
I think it's just because he cheated on Jennifer Garner, probably.
But even before that, I don't know. I've just always heard that about him.
He
but
has
I do.
The look. Continue.
I really actually do like him, though. Like, as far as, like, I like his movies. The Town is, like, one of my favorite movies. I love Good Will Hunting. I don't know. I have always liked his work, but I do. I just don't really get their thing together. And the movie that they met each other on, or they fell in love,
giggly.
Was like a notoriously horrible movie, wasn't it?
I said giggly. It was like jiggly.
It starts with a G, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like G-I-L-I something. But the thing is, I just don't like see them together. But I also just find, so basically the premise of this visual or musical album, whatever, is like, it's her being like, I should just love being by myself. And it's like she goes to one of her friend's weddings without a date. And then at the end, you see it's like the corner of Ben Affleck's face. And it's just like, and like then like she fell in love again or whatever. And it's supposed to be like how their love story is so great. And the premise for it was literally, they were talking about in the documentary of he made her this book of all their like emails and letters to each other when they first started dating and now, which is actually very sweet. But Ben Affleck says, yeah, I came downstairs and she had like all these musicians and artists and stuff and just like all of the stuff that we had written to each other just like opened up and was just like, I guess that's what we're doing. But I just think like, I turned to my boyfriend and I was like, imagine like me just making an entire movie about how much we love each other. It would be so cringe. It's just like, we just love each other. Like,
well,
it's not that great.
And also, like, what makes your story, like, no one cares. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
we care enough
realistically,
to be talking about it
now. I know. But I'm just saying, like, what makes her think that?
Like, yeah. It's just like, so, like, if someone made that about, like, my relationship, we're just like, we're just dating. Like, it's not, we're just in love. It's not that crazy. Also, I think I'm going to regret having looked up Sydney from The Bear, because I'm going to embarrassingly butcher her name. Ayo Edebiri?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Is she Irish?
So I did finally hear an interview with her, because I've been wondering, like, where is this from? Because I looked her up. I mean, she's not Irish. Like, I looked at her Wikipedia page.
I did, too. Her.
So there's I think the joke comes from, there's, like, an interview where she's talking about, what is she doing? She's I don't know. I just heard it on TikTok the other day, but she was, like, talking about, she did, like, this fake, like, she did an Irish accent in an interview, jokingly, like, about being Irish. She was like, yeah, I'm doing a role, and like she started doing an Irish accent, so I think it's become a meme from that. She's not Irish.
You know me, I don't know where people are from. I don't know who they are or what's going on.
Yeah.
And yet I decided to start a podcast with you. So here we are. But okay, so a couple more things about J-Lo. First of all, so she has a new album out, but she also has a tour.
Wait, so you went to were you gonna talk about the Irish thing, or were you gonna
I don't remember why.
Where
I was
are we going?
Oh, it's just because I saw something about that actress earlier where she was in a compilation of Irish actors.
Yeah, that's been a whole
But it wasn't thing. A joke. It was like a serious one. I was like, I don't get it.
No,
anyways.
She's not, yeah.
So she has her tour right now. And I think it's very funny that they've had to cancel like 7 stadium tours, because it's like, who's seen J-Lo in a stadium? You know, because she can't sell enough tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't have thought that.
So there goes $20 million for this, which it wasn't like a bad, like, again, it was very well made, but
I don't hear people talking about it that much, though. You're the only one, I swear, who...
No. I saw it. It, like, popped up on my feed because I'm going to be honest, I like trashy stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? Like, after I watched the trailer, I was like... I just have to view
yeah,
this.
Yeah, which I'm sure a lot of people have, but I guess what I'm saying is, like, it's not, like, the, like, it's not, like, a hot button thing right now.
It's just, I think J-Lo is very interesting as a person,
yeah.
And I also saw this video, and it was from, like, 2014 or something. I just think it's so funny, where she's going back home, she's, like, walking down her hometown street, and she's at her old home, and there's an old man who lives there. He's standing on the porch, she's standing on the street, and... He's just like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I used to live here.
Oh, no.
And he goes, what's your name? And she goes, Jennifer. Oh, he goes, Jennifer who? And she says, Jennifer Lopez. Long pause. And he goes, who's Jennifer Lopez? And it's so
Wait,
funny
but think
and
about
uncomfortable.
That. Okay, not to like dissect that, but what? Like, okay, imagine, but think about that conversation. That seems staged to me. Can I say why?
Go ahead.
Because imagine if, okay, so say I meet you and I say, what's your name? And you go, Alexa who? Alexa Doran. Why would I go, who's Alexa Doran? You just told me. You know what I mean?
So, like, the thing you have to remember is this man was as old as the woman on the Titanic. So.
I don't buy it.
It's just very funny.
Because why? No, I'm just saying that. Like, why would he phrase it like that? You know what I mean?
He's a little old fella.
But she just told him who she is. So why would he then go, who's Jennifer? Like, that just sounds...
Jenny from the block, sir.
Like, that just sounds to me like a fake plot. You know what I mean? Like, she was trying to show, like, yes,
yeah.
I promise. That sounds fake to me.
Interesting. I just have one last thing
to
say about J-Lo.
Sorry to, like,
J-Lo.
Ruin that, like, thing, but I'm just saying it doesn't sound real.
You didn't ruin it. I just wanted to chat about it because, I don't know, the whole concept... I have to show you her signature.
Why?
Because this is the best part. And this will go on the Instagram.
That's how I do my... Wait, because there's no letter that makes sense in there.
It reminds me of, you know, in horror movies when someone becomes possessed and they start just, like, scribbling on paper? That is what it makes me think
None of those letters look like...
It's not.
That's actually how I sign things. I'm not kidding.
I don't think
so. Because I don't know how to do a signature either.
I don't.
So.
Like, I think that's like a
That's funny.
Sociopathic
and, but
thing.
She's had a lot more time to.
She's had a lot more time to perfect that.
Yeah.
There's so many lines in that.
That tells me she has no time for fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's like.
It's like a doctor's signature, but a doctor in like a mental hospital.
A doctor who's possessed.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, that's all I really wanted to say about J-Lo. Yeah.
So, would you recommend people watch it?
No, absolutely not. And the documentary the movie is 66 minutes long. The documentary is 87 minutes long, which I think is fascinating.
Interesting.
And it's called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. And it's so cringe because she talks about one last thing is she talks about like her whole life, all she's wanted to be is in love. And she's like, but look at me, like, now I've learned to be on my own. But I'm like, but you haven't, because you just found someone and got married again, which is fine. Do you?
But that's not the greatest love story never told. Like, there's a lot of stories like that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's just so very self-involved. It's interesting.
I don't like things like that. Like, I just don't. I don't like, it's very, what do you call that? Like, self-indulgent or whatever.
Yeah, and it's just very much like, okay, you just really care about your own love that much, which is nice. You know?
Yeah.
I just think...
I actually do believe they must be in love. Like, I don't...
I think they are.
I don't
are.
Get it, but I kind of respect it. I mean, I think they're clearly in love. I do think it's cute when people find their way back to each other.
Yeah, I think that's nice. And I actually do really like J-Lo.
But he did, except for the Jennifer Garner part, that sucks of him.
Have you seen Jennifer Garner's daughter?
Yeah.
Spitting image of her.
I know.
Just copy and paste, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine... I don't know. This is me getting into something weird, but I just can't imagine, like, having such a public cheating scandal and then, like, you get divorced and now you just, like, look at your daughter and it's just like, well, that was my wife. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think? Do you, one thing I think about often, because J-Lo has kids. So do they, like, is J-Lo ever around Ben's daughter? I think he has two daughters.
Probably.
It's like Violet and something.
I don't know.
But I'm like, do they ever interact? Because I can't picture like Jennifer Garner's daughter and J-Lo interacting.
I would imagine so. But I also, during the movie, they were talking about she was having trouble like finding backup dancers and stuff because so many people were friends.
Because they're all Virgos.
Because they're all Virgos. Because so many people were like, a few of them were friends with Mark Anthony. I wouldn't say it was worth a 20 mil. Not that I have 20 million to spend, but... Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. So her signature, we'll put that up there. It's pretty wild.
Probably won't watch it.
That's fine. I actually knew when I told you we should watch it for the pod that I was like, I will be watching this for the pod.
Yeah, you will be watching it for the pod. I'll be watching whatever clips show up on TikTok from it. But
the crazy, it's a crazy
girl. Little girl. Like, it's so funny. She's like singing the joke. That just reminds me. Crazy little girl from the block. Like, in the scene is she's taking her hair out of her, like, ponytail or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, her hair is like all like kind of wild. Yeah. Like, not really, I don't know. And she's just like, it just reminds me of when I was that crazy. She's like, just that crazy little girl from the block. And yeah. Everybody's like, how many times does she need to bring up Jenny from the block?
Yeah, or just like,
she loves that block.
But yeah, not my favorite. But I do want to go into, you wrote on our shared note, Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage.
Oh yeah, so I watched that.
What?
With Matthew. It's a movie called Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage. I wanted to talk about it.
Okay. When I was reading that note, I thought you were saying...
That I had a dream scenario of
yes,
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, your dream scenario with Nicolas
no.
Cage.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I can't wait to discuss this.
So, it's more than just the movie. I was going to just kind of... Well, okay. So, Matthew and I watched that this weekend, and it's a movie.
I've never heard of it.
It's produced by Ari Aster, and anything with Ari Aster involved, I'm watching.
Who's Ari Aster?
He directed Midsommar.
Oh, okay.
He directed Hereditary.
Okay.
And...
Here for it.
Yeah, and so he produced it, but he didn't direct this. It stars Nicolas Cage, and it's just this interesting movie. It's like a very dark comedy, about a man who shows up. Nicolas Cage plays this like professor who's just kind of this average sort of boring normal guy who starts showing up in like everyone's dreams.
Interesting.
So like he realizes like he has like a friend.
It's Nicolas Cage's dream scenario.
It's actually very funny. Like, there's a lot of funny parts, and then it just gets like very disturbing and just weird or whatever, and we ended up kind of like, we started out liking it and then we were like, that was weird, but it was a very good movie. But I was just thinking, like, the reason I brought it up, I just added it to the note, was because like, I've never cared about Nicolas Cage. Like, I'm aware that he's been in like Oscar worthy movies and stuff, but then he was in some very bad things. And so, I don't know. Like, I just have never really cared. I've just never been...
It's the one where his skull's on fire.
Oh. Is that a ghost
rider? Rider, whatever, yeah.
So, again, I've never... So, I don't know. So, but then he's, like, suddenly he's made such a... like just a comeback. Like he's just in very good things now.
The thing is, I have mixed feelings about Nicolas Cage. So I actually do really like him as an actor. I think he is a good actor. I think people hate on him all the time. My favorite is I see all the time the sticker where it's Pickleless Cage and it's Nicolas Cage's face inside of a pickle. It's so scary. But I don't know why he's gotten such weird hate, but I think it's because in his personal life, he seems like he's a weird dude.
Yeah, I think he did go through a period where, like, I just remember the story. He got, like, mugged at one point and he's lost my, I don't know. He's kind of gone through
Got married to a 20-year-old or something.
Yeah, he's had a weird life. So then he was in movies that just were, like, really bad.
Yeah.
And then, but he ultimately is a very good actor. And so that's why I was just like, oh.
I could see him having, like, almost a Brendan Fraser-like comeback. Where
that's what it is. That's how I am seeing him.
Yeah. I think of him, there was this movie from the 90s where he's basically, like, an angel. I don't know what it's called. But I always think of him in that movie and being like, I remember being, I don't know, 7 years old and watching that movie and just like, good actor. Fine actor right there.
He is, though.
Yeah. And I think he has great, like, eyes. And, I mean, like, he has good, like, expressions. Remember Face Off?
So I never saw it. So that's why I'm just like,
I've only seen scenes of it, but I'm pretty sure there's this thing where it was like, oh, this is, don't quote me on this, this is allegedly from my own poor memory, but mm-hmm. where they were on the red carpet and basically he actually did wear like a mask of the face of the other guy and the other guy wore a mask of the face of him. Because that's like the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is so
crazy. It is like a really crazy premise. I heard somebody talking about it recently. And, but have you ever seen that interview where he literally like does somersaults onto the stage and like it's crazy.
I can't even laugh.
It's really crazy.
I'm trying to picture Nicolas Cage, but like to look as it up, he is so right funny. Now.
It wasn't like that long ago. I don't know. I mean,
bravo
it was,
to keeping so in shape to do
funny.
I'm gonna look that up after this.
I wanna find it because I just
Pickleless Cage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Nicolas Cage. I have not heard of that movie, but one of the movies, what was the one? Oh, was it? No, not Past Lives. What's the one with the Irish actors where it's like, I saw the trailer for it and I decided I'm going to watch it next weekend while everyone listens.
Nicolas Cage somersault. It was in 1990.
Okay, so he was crazy entrance. Had some...
They're like, Nicolas Cage, and he runs somersault on the stage.
He says, have you seen Bring It On?
It's so funny. Okay, continue what you were saying. Are you talking about All of Us Strangers?
Yes, I do want to see that.
It's so good. It's so sad.
It seems very interesting. Like, it seems like a weird premise, but I like it.
I'm going to once again say, and
is Claire Foy in that?
Yes.
I love her.
It's this really crazy premise. Not crazy premise, but it's just like an interesting story. I think it's based on a book, but it's, it's Andrew Scott, who's like one of my favorite actors. I love him. He, well, I don't want to spoil it. I don't know how to tell it.
Well, in the trailer, here's what I know from watching the trailer. It's basically like he's having a relationship with, what's his name?
Paul
Mescal.
I think it's Mescal. Mescal, whatever. I never know. I get nervous when I have, like, to say people's names.
He goes and visits his, like, hometown house.
Yeah.
And it's basically, he mentions before that his parents had died, but when he goes to visit, his parents are they're the age that he was, like, when they died, I guess. Or they're just
young.
Well,
no. They're his age now. Yeah. Like, so, like, they're his age when they died. Sorry. They're the age they were when they died, and they're just, like, still in their house.
Which is so interesting. Like, I want to watch that.
Yeah, and it's about,
we'll do a recap.
Yeah, it is like a beautiful movie, but it's very tragic.
Which is your favorite kind, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was something I was going to say about Nicolas Cage, but I can't remember, so whatever.
That's all I had to say about it, honestly. Well, I mean, Dream Scenario, I meant to tell you, and then I was like, I guess I'll just talk about it on the podcast. But I was like, when we first started watching it, I was like, give this movie a try, because it's actually very good. It's, like, funny. It's very, like, his acting is really good in it. Then it got real weird.
I feel like that's how a lot of his movies are. Have you ever seen, there was one, it's called, like, The White Oleander or whatever, and we studied it in my film class, because it is, like, a legitimately good movie, and it's basically, the premise is, he's adapting this book by Susan Orlean, who's like a very famous author, called The White Oleander. Mm-hmm. And that's basically as real as it gets. And he's like a screenwriter, but he also has a twin who's a screenwriter. And then it's like turns into a murder mystery. And it's like, it's just, I feel like Nicolas Cage movies are never normal.
No. One of my favorite movies is The Wicker Man from...
I was about to bring up The Wicker Man. But, I love Burning Men.
Well, then what, have you seen the like original one from the 70s? No. It's like amazing. It's true. Like literally it's one of my favorite movies, but he's in, it's like called a spiritual sequel or something like that. Spiritual remake. It's like, cause it's like Joel a remake. Osteen. No, it's like a remake, but not really.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, he's in the one that came out in like 2002 or something. I don't know when it came out. It's so bad. It's like a horrible, horrible movie, but funny.
It's fun. It's fun. It's a good watch.
It is.
And you know what? I think not all movies have to be quality. Some of them can be just like bad.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah. Yes. Then it's good.
That's how I feel about all of ABC television that I watched from like, I don't know, 2006 to 2011.
Exactly.
Was it good? No. Did I get
But some... were you entertained?
Yeah.
Then it's good.
Yeah, exactly. So speaking of, what did you call it? Spiritual remakes.
It's either a spiritual sequel or a spiritual remake. It's something like that.
So that brings me to, I finished Mr. and Mrs. Smith this past week, which is, they did a remake. It's on Amazon Prime and it has Donald Glover and I meant to look up her name and I forgot, but she is also in Pen 15. Mm-hmm. She's cool. Yeah. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
don't like her enough to remember her name apparently, but
I'll literally look it up. If it's something that I can't say again, I'm sorry to literally everyone in the world. But anyways, so I think it was a good remake because it's not, have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith with
Angelina?
I actually
have never seen the movie.
The movie's really good and her name's Maya Erskine.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. But so the remake is nothing like the movie in terms of plot. So it's basically like
Donald Glover. Based on the book, right?
Is there a book?
Yeah. So I didn't know. Sorry to interrupt you, but I did not know until this show came out that Mr. and Mrs. Smith is a book. Wait, I'm going to be real embarrassed if I'm wrong. Hang on. I think it's based on a book. And then the one with Brad and Angelina is like not really. Yeah. It's a book by Kathy East Dabowski.
Wow. Well,
she came out in 2005.
Pause for a wine break. The aesthetic, not aesthetic, whatever. ASMR, hang on. Ooh. Do you need some more?
Sure.
I'm going to let you pour it. Oh. I can't do it. The wine that we're drinking today is a Joseph Handler Riesling from Sir Trader Joe's.
Maybe we'll get sponsored.
I would love that.
Is this too much or too little?
It's never enough. It's like a $6 Riesling. It's very good. For $6?
It's very good. I love it. Anyway, it is based on a book. And so the movie, I guess their whole thing was like the show would be more based on the book.
Okay, that makes sense because, so basically the plot is different in that, so in the original film, it's like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt they find out that each other is like a secret agent. Like they've been married. They married thinking like, oh, he's an accountant and she's whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're working for these secret, like, I don't know, corporations, and they find out that they have a hit on each other. That's how they find out. It's really good. I think you would like it. But in the Donald Glover one, it's basically like him and Maya sign up to be secret agents for this agency, and they get paired together. And each episode is like them going through the steps of a marriage while mm-hmm. also like being secret agents. And it's very...
It's the opposite. It's like they have to pretend to be married in this. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's very funny. I think it's very tongue-in-cheek. It's very artistic.
Do they have chemistry the way that Brangelina had chemistry?
Well, I mean, Brangelina had chemistry like no other, aka why he left Jennifer Aniston of all people. But I think so because they're both kind of weird in a way, and this is why I've always been attracted to Donald Glover. And I wrote on here literally why I'm delusional about celebrities, because I had this thing a few years ago where I was like, if I met Donald Glover in the street, I think I could make him fall in love with me.
Okay.
And it makes me feel very much like, have you ever seen that picture where it's like, I went to a One Direction concert and I'm wearing like jeans over a dress and this is the look I thought Harry Styles would fall in love with? And I just always think that. And the thing is, though, I still do really like Donald Glover. I loved his music as Childish Gambino. I think all the stuff he's done is really good. I do think he is probably absolutely savage to people who are stupid.
Yeah.
And that is me. So.
Yeah.
I think that would hit. But I also think if I met Timothée Chalamet in the street, I'm like, I could make him leave Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
And that's my own delusional mind.
No, but I'm the same way because I'm like, I do think like Killian would like me. Like, I know it. Like, he would like me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like.
Because you're not like what?
I don't know. I just.
I'm Hollywood.
Like, yeah. Like, he just would be like, wow, this like.
Industry girl. Because
he doesn't like a lot of attention. And yeah. He like, I would be. He doesn't probably make a lot of jokes, but who would be. Hold on. Who do I
feel like he does. I feel like he's very slyly funny. I'm just picturing like me and Donald Glover at lunch. And he's like, wow, she really spills on herself a lot. And it's endearing.
You know who I don't think would like me?
Hmm.
And which makes me sad because I love him. I think Kieran Culkin would hate me.
Yeah, I feel like Kieran Culkin is one of those people who I think on the outside always is like nice and funny to people, but like.
I think the opposite, actually.
Oh, interesting.
I think he comes up, because have you ever seen him in interviews? He has no patience for like dumb questions. He's just like, okay, like weird. Like he'll be like, whatever. But then I think he seems like a good person to me.
Yeah, he does. He seems like he genuinely, the thing is I relate people's goodness to like how they treat their significant others.
Yes,
I think he genuinely loves his wife. Yeah. Same thing with Killian.
I know. Yvonne.
Oh, I didn't know that that was her name.
Yeah.
I love that. But anyway, so Mr. and Smith, I think I want you to watch it because I'm curious of your take. I think it was really good. It wasn't one of those.
Sorry, it's a whole show.
Molly, I recommend a new show to you every week, but.
I know. And usually I do usually take your.
Oh, name one time besides Beef really that you took Beef? My recommendation.
Oh, really? Well, what about the show with David Tennant?
Oh, yeah. Inside Man.
I loved that show.
Which I want you to watch Broadchurch because Hot Priest again.
He's a. Huh?
He's not in it as a hot priest, but there is a priest. I think UK shows really have this fetish for hot priests.
Yeah.
Fleabag, Broadchurch, Inside Man.
Fleabag. I really want to rewatch Fleabag for probably the 8th time now.
I want to rewatch it too because I didn't finish the second season.
What?
Oh my God.
Alexa.
Your face.
Alexa.
Talk about being possessed. That was scary.
What did it look like?
It was literally like, have you ever seen
possessed? That's so mean.
Have you ever seen those movies where it's like a person turns around and it's like there's just like a demon living inside
hey!
Of them? But it's fine. But we've had this discussion before. I told you I was gonna rewatch Fleabag and you said, quote, you should do that.
Okay, but now I'm like, when you're, it's really hit me, like it's sunk in what you're saying. You haven't finished it?
No, and it's, I mean, I really liked it. It was just when I was in grad school, I was literally awake from like 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day. I had no time.
It's so short though.
It is. Have you seen Crashing? It was like her show. I think it came out before Fleabag.
Yeah.
It's one season.
I've never watched it.
It has, what's his face? The guy that you would like, he was in Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan
Bailey. Jonathan Bailey in it. He plays like a real douche, but it's a really good show. It's one season.
Don't
very
talk
classic.
To me about Crashing until you finish Fleabag, because that's like your show. You know what
I
mean?
Like I'm,
you,
I don't know why
if I were to ever
it.
Be like, what show would I describe Alexa as? It would be Fleabag.
And I'm curious why, though.
Because she's like your, well, I wouldn't compare, I'm not comparing you to her.
She literally doesn't even have a name in the show except Fleabag.
Right. But I don't know. She
that.
Just reminds, like, it's not even that tortured. You remind me of Fleabag. No, that's not at all what I'm saying. It's, like, not even that you remind me of the character. You just remind me of the show.
I could see that.
Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I actually
it.
Could see that. And
the comedy,
I take it as
like the humor.
I take that as a huge compliment.
So yeah, definitely you. Take it as a compliment. I mean it as a compliment. But it's like the Hot Priest. How can you? The second season's better than the first season, I think.
Yeah, I really liked it from what I got through of it until, you know, grad school. And that was, granted, that was like 4 or 5 years ago.
You're not in grad school anymore. So
I haven't been for a while.
You need to rewatch it.
But anyway, so Hot Priest. So what else do we have here? Bob Dylan movie.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's it. Well, so, okay. I guess I'll lead into it, even though you're the one who's, like, so excited to see it.
I know nothing about it except for the screen grab of Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan that I sent you, but I also just love Bob Dylan.
So I don't. I just don't.
That's a shame.
Yeah, like, I really don't. And so that's why I feel really bad, because whenever you send things about it, I want to be excited for you, but I don't care about Bob Dylan. Sorry, hot take. I just don't.
The poet laureate.
I know.
Of the United States.
It's not I don't care about. I just am not, like, I'm not a Bob Dylan fan. Like, I don't.
That's fine. I'll allow it.
I'm also not an overly Timothée Chalamet fan. Like, I like Timothée Chalamet, but not, it appears, how much you do.
Okay, this is, like, very recent. You sent a text.
It is so recent. What was it,
literally this morning? Yeah. Like, Alexa being obsessed with Timothée Chalamet is not what I predicted for 2024.
Yeah, it wasn't on my 2024 bingo card. You being obsessed, like, it just came out of nowhere, I feel like.
I've always been, like, kind of going back and forth with him. I just like a little skinny boy with curls, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes. No, I get it. It's just that thing you said about the portrait was, like, shocking.
Okay, it wasn't meant to be shocking. It was just meant to be funny. If you're listening to this, Timothée Chalamet, first of all, hello. Second of all, I won't lock you in my house with a portrait of yourself, I promise.
I do like it. I do like him. I just don't like, okay, so him being in something doesn't make me want to see it. You know what I mean? Like, the way that, like,
I want to watch Willy Wonka, but I actually thought that it looked ridiculous. I thought it looked, when we saw the trailer, but then it got really good.
It got really good. I heard it was
when
very
he was
good.
Like, listen up and
no.
sit down or whatever, or sit up and listen down.
Nope.
I was like, I've never had the ick more, but here I am ready to marry him.
Scratch that. Reverse it.
Yeah. Sorry. What are we talking about?
Okay, well, so Bob Dylan. So,
oh, yeah.
I swear, every episode I've talked about this boy, Dominic Sessa. But
this boy, I don't. Like, how old is he?
Well, he's like in his early 20s. He's like 21, I think.
Okay, he's like able to vote and join wars.
Yeah, that's okay. So. Yeah. Anyway, people have been pointing out, they're like, okay, Dominic Sessa is right there. Like, why wouldn't they cast him as Bob Dylan? And I'm like, yeah, why
the
not?
The thing is, I feel like it's because they've been making this movie, I swear to God, for, like, years.
Yeah.
Like, he was probably 7 years old when they started making it. He was a boy. He was a boy back then. But he looks more like Bob Dylan. Well, okay, originally, I thought there was an actress who was going to be cast as Bob Dylan.
What?
Okay, I'm about to look this up.
I can't wait for, like, you to look it up and there's just, like, dead silence. Like, you can't find it.
I swear. It was going to be Kate Blanchett as Bob
God,
Dylan.
Why?
And actually, she looked, okay, she looked more Bobby than Bobby does.
Have you seen the thing? Wait, I'll let you pull it up first, and then I'll bring it up.
Like, she has the cheekbones for it. I'm not kidding.
Why would they do that? I'm being serious. Wait, okay, now that's, like, coming back to me.
Hang on.
I feel like I've heard that, too.
Unless are they doing... Okay, here it is. Here it is. Kate Blanchett as Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
She looks more like Bob Dylan than anyone.
Hold on. I swear
more
that's already
that boy,
come
I'll
out.
Say.
I think that's already come out.
There's multiple Bob Dylan?
Hold on.
It's called I'm Not There?
Yes.
This is uncomfortable then. I'm sorry.
No, it's literally a thing. It came out in, hold on. No. I'm confused. I remember this. I remember what it was. Okay, in 2007, it was an experimental biographical film that's inspired by the life and music of Bob Dylan with six actors depicting different facets of Dylan's public persona. So it's Christian Bale, Kate Blanchett, Marcus Carl Franklin, Richard Gere, Heath Ledger.
Richard Gere, sorry.
Heath Ledger, which it was actually his... I feel like every film was his final film to be released. No, I'm serious. There's like three movies I swear were his final films. Okay, his final film to be released during his lifetime. And Ben Whishaw, is that how you say his last name?
I love him.
No, and I'm like, I love him, but I don't know how to say his last name.
So that's, like, really on me for just seeing Facebook posts.
It came out in 2007, which was over 10 years ago. But at least you're right. Like, it was a movie with Kate
Blanchett. Yeah, I was like, I swear to God, I saw some stuff of Kate Blanchett as
so
Bob Dylan.
When I went through my phase of being obsessed with Heath Ledger.
Kate Blanchett. That was bad.
I remember looking that movie up and just, like, wanting to watch it because, well, I also love Christian Bale. So it was like Christian Bale, Heath Ledger. Like it was.
What happened to Christian Bale? I feel like he hasn't done a lot lately. It was like American Psycho has. And then what? You know? No.
What? Are you joking? Yes. Okay. He's actually. Did you ever see. Oh, I'd be surprised if you haven't seen this. Did you ever see him in The Pale Blue Eye? It just came out last year. It was about Bob Dylan. It was about Edgar Allan. Well, it wasn't about Edgar Allan Poe.
About Edgar Allan Poe and Bob Dylan.
It was actually about. Are you okay?
Like having a stroke. It's fine. I'm like crying. Watch. Okay. Laughing.
The end of this conversation is me just saying, watch Pale Blue Eye because you would really like it. Christian Bale is in that. He plays like he's trying to solve this mystery, but Edgar Allan Poe is a character in the movie. It's very interesting. It's really good.
That is interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
Bob anyway, Dylan, I don't know how we got on that, but
the boy is Bob Dylan.
He would have been a good Bob Dylan.
He would have if it had just happened before, you know,
because you know, vote. Here's the thing, you know that they're gonna like put a CD in and press play. Like it's not gonna be like Timothée Chalamet singing.
True.
It's not.
I mean, but those curls, though, they could do it. Timothée Chalamet, I just messed up your name, but hit me up. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I also want to talk about Madame Web. Because I know you're a huge Dakota Johnson. What is wrong with me? Huge Dakota Johnson fan. And I'm just curious, like, your thoughts. I have many. I've been doing some research. Yeah. But.
So, I'm wondering what made her sign on to this. First of all, I don't think she knows. Who was it? Maybe it was Sydney Sweeney who said this. But at one point, one of them said, like, I'm so excited to be part of the MCU. And everybody was like, it's not the MCU.
It's not, because it's Sony. Sony,
yeah. So, it's... I was never interested in watching this movie. Like, I don't care.
I almost want to watch it, like, out of...
Not spite, but, like, out of, like...
Yeah, curiosity.
For the meme. Yeah. Which a lot of people do. I think most people go to see that movie.
Also, I heard she fired her entire team when she found out that it was, like, Sony and not, aww, like, she was... Look it up. Really? This is all alleged. This is all me...
Do you think Dakota...
This is all me saying Kate Blanchett is Bob Dylan, okay?
I do love Dakota Johnson because she's one of those people who... I don't think she's particularly nice, but I think she's, like, a real... like, a good, real... well, I guess she's good. I don't know. But, like, a real person.
She's not mean, I don't think. She's just honest.
Yeah.
And I think a good example of that is there's an interview of her for Madame Web where literally an earthquake happens in the middle of the interview. And just her, like, absolute disdain for this movie. Like, literally someone was like, oh, my God, it's an earthquake. And she was like, there's probably going to be an aftershock. That's it.
Oh, you're saying that's a scene from the movie?
No, it's in an interview about the movie. She's being interviewed for Madame Web. There's like a mini earthquake because I guess California is hell. And someone's like, was that an earthquake? And she was like, was that an earthquake? And someone goes, did you do that? And she was like, maybe. And she was like, there's going to be an aftershock.
That's funny. I want whatever she's on. Because she's literally just, she's always just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. What she's on is sleep. She said she gets 10 hours, but 13 would be great, I think. Or 12 or something.
She's funny. She's one of those people. I mean, I've just always liked her. Because the thing is, she's a Nepo baby, but she's one of those where I do think she is a good actor. I think she's sometimes a little, like, wooden, but at the same time, I think she's a good actor.
I think she is, too. I don't think she will, like, win any Oscars or anything, but the thing is, she's a Nepo baby, so, like, the thing is, I think she's not that invested in Madame Web, because why would
she doesn't need to be, yeah.
Like, she's fine. She's, and who are, what's her lineage? It's, Hedy, no.
Tippi. Don Johnson. Oh, Tippi Hedren, yeah.
Tippi Hedren, who was in The Birds.
Hedren, yeah. Is her grandma.
Yeah.
And is it Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
Is her mom.
Yeah.
And Don Johnson is her dad. So she's just fine. Like icons. Yeah. And she's just funny. I still love, like, just the whole Ellen interview is just my favorite.
That is so iconic. I love that.
Actually, that's not true, Ellen.
Yeah. Just the way she talks is fascinating to me.
She is fascinating. I think that's how I would just, like, I just, like, stare at her when she talks. I'm just like... She is so fascinating. You know why I think I'm kind of an OG fan of her, though? Mm. Is because I remember...
50 Shades.
No. I remember watching The Social Network, and she has one scene in that. It's a scene she's with Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole thing is her finding out that he's, who is his character again?
The guy who started, not LimeWire, but, what's the other one?
Not MySpace, right?
No, it's like the music thing.
I'm so embarrassed.
any other time I would know what he started. Does he play?
No, because he goes, because I'm, he's somebody famous. Wait.
Yeah, he is. He started, Napster. I know this because if you just heard that ding, it's Chris texting me from downstairs saying in all caps, he started Napster.
Oh, I hate that he's listening so much. So anyway, I hate that. So anyway, she wakes up and he's like, you know, they spent the night together and he's like, it's just this great scene where it's just like this very, just the dialogue is so good. And I just remember him, okay, this is weird. On his Wikipedia page, it only shows his filmography, but usually a filmography shows, like, the roles they played.
Mm-hmm.
Just list them. How weird is that?
That is weird.
Anyway, and I just remember being like, who is she? Like, she's just, like, I don't know how to explain. Like, I didn't think she was, like, a particularly good actor. I just thought she was interesting. You know what I mean? And then it's like, so that's why I think I'm her OG-est fan.
I could see that for you. Also, you talking about a Wikipedia page, I've compiled a couple of Madam Web tweets for you.
Okay.
Just a couple.
Okay.
I'm going to start out with this one, which, okay, I was wrong earlier when I said, I don't know if Ben Affleck directed the J-Lo movie because I was thinking about this tweet about Madam Web, so I got them I got them webbed in my mind.
I do think he directed it. I probably do.
I think so, probably. So anyways,
Chris,
the director
did he direct it?
The director of Madam Web also directed the episode from Succession Prague, Tom's Bachelor Party, which if you don't know anything about us, we love Succession. We'll get into that very deep. We'll get into that. But here's another one. Madam Web says to young Uncle Ben, what? You don't want to get...
Question. Who is Uncle Ben in Madam Web?
Uncle Ben is, do you remember in Spider-Man, like, Spider-Man lives with his Uncle Ben and Aunt whatever, and Uncle Ben gets shot?
No. I know who Uncle Ben is. I'm saying I wonder who plays Uncle Ben. You said it was so excitedly, like, aw.
Like, I know something about a superhero.
No, I was going to ask, is it Adam Scott's character? I don't think it is.
I have no idea.
Probably very wrong. So.
I have done the only research I really did on this was watching
Uncle
awkward.
Uncle Ben is. I know who Uncle Ben is.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, back to this tweet. Madam Web says to young Uncle Ben, "What, you don't want to get shot in Queens in their first scene together? Oh. Just in case you want to know what kind of movie it is."
So embarrassing. You don't want to get, like, a joke. Like,
the
a
next
little, like...
one is, it's Dakota Johnson's performance in Madam Web, and it's a screenshot, and it says, "I love her lack of energy. Go, girl. Give us nothing." And this one, okay, this is what the Wikipedia thing reminded me of. It's now day 3 of Madam Web being so bad that no one has bothered to add the plot to Wikipedia.
Oh, it probably just says premise and it's like two sentences.
And it's so funny.
I love that.
But also, so I guess it came into the news that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin from Cold.
Well, I'm laughing because
I was about to say from Viva La Vida.
Coldplay.
From Coldplay.
So wait a minute. It came into the news when?
Okay, it came into the news. Okay.
Because they've been together for a long time.
So they've been together for 6 years, and it popped up on my news feed, and I sent it to you, a screenshot from a very sketchy website that said they're now engaged. Apparently they've been engaged for years. And I just find this interesting because I just am curious what their relationship is like. She's very close with him and Gwyneth Paltrow's daughters, or children.
Apple.
No one cares about the others, apparently.
Apple Martin.
When you give one child a name like Apple and the other's probably like John. You know?
Yeah.
But also I just want to say, speaking of Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm like one mental breakdown from becoming a gooper.
Oh.
That's one thing about me.
Well, how do you become a gooper? Like, what would you be buying?
Expensive things. But the thing about me is I am very into cult stuff, and it's probably because I am susceptible to joining a cult. Like, I watched all that NXIVM stuff. I ate it up mostly because I'm like, that sounds brilliant. I would join that.
I actually think you're just studying to start your own cult.
I do. I actually wrote down one time, this was like 2 years ago, Molly said, if you started a cult, I would join it. And that was the best compliment I've ever gotten.
I just, yeah, I would. I really think I would.
I think if I had a cult, it would just be like, here's some dogs and books and we're going to watch TV.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever like, it wouldn't be like a malicious cult.
Yeah, I'd be like, if you want to give me money, sure.
Benevolent cult.
We're never going to like drink the Kool-Aid. But anyways.
Just wine.
I just feel like I'm very, sometimes I go through phases where I'm very into Gwyneth Paltrow and then I'm very like, that's right, actually, she did sell a vagina candle.
Yeah. I'm so curious what her vagina candle smells like. Like, what is that?
I mean, I think it's like $30-something. It's not that expensive, but it's like, yeah, like, I'm just like, we don't need that. She's just interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that he went from, I love their conscious uncoupling of him and her and Chris Martin. When they got divorced, they didn't say they were divorced. They said they're doing a conscious uncoupling.
That's so funny.
It's like, just say you don't like each other.
I just love the whole ski accident trial. It's just my favorite. Like, it's just,
her outfits were stunning. And honestly,
she looked so gorgeous.
I think she was in the right, you know?
She probably was. I think, yeah, I took her side on that one.
Yeah.
Her story, I don't remember the full thing now, but her story made more sense than his.
Yeah, because it was also like years and years, and he was like, oh, I'm losing my memory because you hit me on the ski slope. It's like, you're 112.
But he ran, yeah. Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly, because she won.
I was saying allegedly 112. I don't actually know how old he is.
He was in his 50s, I believe. He looked like he was in his 50s or 60s. Well,
that's awkward. But I also, so you put movie announcements in here.
What?
Eddington New Yogos movie.
Oh, okay. So speaking of Ari Aster.
Okay.
There's a new, okay. Oh, see, this is so exciting. So I just feel like movies are so back. I know I've said that like a million times, but they've just like announced a bunch of new movies. Not they've announced. I don't know. There's a lot of movies coming out that I'm just very excited about. Listen to this cast. Okay, so it's Ari Aster. Listen to this cast.
Okay.
Gotta remember it now, actually. Hold on. Okay.
Emma Stone.
So she is in that. So it's Emma Stone. Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
You could just stop me there. Like, that's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Austin Butler.
Okay.
And Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
And I just was so excited to hear that because, I don't know, I love.
I'm waiting for you to say your catchphrase.
What's my catchphrase?
I'm going to make that whole movie.
I'm going to make that movie my personality. My whole personality.
What did you say that to? We were in like a text thread the other day and you said that and I sent you
I've said it about a couple things.
I sent you a screenshot of that movie Split where he has 23 personalities. Say hello to his 24th.
I've said that about Challengers.
Yeah.
Tennis
Molly.
The one with Zendaya.
Yeah.
I've also said that about the new Nosferatu coming out, which has Bill Skarsgård in it.
Okay.
It's the new Robert Eggers? The director that did The Witch and, like, The Lighthouse. And, again, these are just, okay. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, okay, so it's called Eddington, the one that I was just talking about. And I think it's like a Western. That's the idea I've gotten from it. It's like a Western, but obviously it's probably a little spooky. I'm going to butcher his name.
Yorgos?
Whatever. The one who did, the one who did, you know, Poor Things, The Favorite. The Poor Things just came out like a few months ago, and he already has another movie coming out this year with Emma Stone again. Joe Alwyn's in it, and I forgot who else, but I'm just very excited about that because I really love his movies.
When I see the amount of movies that these, like, actors and directors and, like, all these people are making at the same time, it's like, yeah, it couldn't be me. Like,
no. I sit here and
my 8-hour day. Well, I think, I saw one time, well, this was, like, about, like, I think it was, like, Taylor Swift and, like, other, like, famous performers who do, like, back-to-back performances and they get, like, the B12 injections or whatever, and I'm like, I would love to do that. Yeah. I just need that to be, like, a copywriter. You know, just sit at my home office every day, much less entertain millions.
Yeah.
But so, that's interesting.
Just very excited about that.
I also love that meme. I think I sent it to you where it's like, it says Poor Things in parentheses and it's like a cat with big eyes and it looks like Emma Stone's and it says Oppenheimer and it's the character from Ants, but with the Oppenheimer hat. I just really enjoy that.
That was, yeah. Yeah, though, I would, like, I'll literally be, like, working, like, literally just sitting there typing away, working, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, when does the Guillermo del Toro Frankenstein movie come out? Like, it'll just, like, come, and I'm just, by the way, that's another one I'm so excited about.
So I started watching the Pinocchio one. I need to finish it. It's so good. I was in a weird mood that night, so I need to finish
it. It actually made me cry. Like, I literally cried at it. It was so good.
Is Pinocchio the one that gets eaten by a whale, or is that a biblical story?
Both. But yeah, Pinocchio, he gets eaten by a whale.
When I read Geppetto, that when I was little, that was one of my greatest fears.
Me too. No, I have a fear of whales.
Yeah, like just being inside a whale. Hard fear of whales. That sounds like my worst nightmare. Anyways, okay, well, I think, did we want to get into anything else this time, or... We're just creaking and looking at our little note.
No, I'm trying to think. Is there anything?
Well, what we're watching now, I'm not actually watching this anymore, but I want to say I loved Lessons in Chemistry. I don't think you would like it because it's too nice.
It's also Brie Larson.
Brie Larson is interesting because she, in the show, she has to play like a very stiff, like scientist type of person.
Yeah.
And then I watched an interview with her and I was like, oh, that's just her. Like, it was like, yes. She wasn't like moving her neck.
She sits in interviews. I wish like... No one can see me, but she's literally, this is how she sits in interviews. She has, like, this amazing form.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's a Marvel actor. Like, I don't know. But, so the thing about Brie Larson is I think she's an incredible actress. Like, I think she is really good. I just don't like her personality.
She just seems, like, just very stiff. I think she's a really good actress, but I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, an interview.
She is one of those people where I'm like, if she met me, she would not like me. I think she would.
Yeah.
I just can tell I don't think she would like me.
Yeah. See, and that's where you and I differ, where I think every celebrity, I'm like, if they met me, I would make them laugh, and then they would want to marry me.
No, there's some celebrities who I do think they would like me, but there are also ones that I don't think would like me. Like, I know Brie Larson would not like me.
That's a good segment.
Who would like us and who wouldn't like us.
Who would and wouldn't like us. And then maybe if you guys like and subscribe enough, they'll listen to this, and we can actually find out.
Yeah, because I have a list. Like, I don't think Lady Gaga would like me. I love her, but I don't think she would like me.
I don't know. I think she would just be like, you seem boring to me.
Oh, thank you.
I think she would like you, though.
Oh, to you. Okay.
Wait, no, did you say I was... I thought I was calling you boring? Yes,
I did. Oh, for wow, a split second. You took that second.
Very nicely.
In my head, I was really crushed. I thought, that's so mean.
Why would I say that?
I don't know, but I think she would not like me.
Yeah, I just feel like it's probably hard to connect with a lot of these celebrities on a deeper level because it's just like, you just can't relate, you know? I think that's why I was about to say Bradgelina, but I mean Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
I think that's why they work, because it's like, I think you essentially have to date famous people, except for like George Clooney and Amal. Wait.
Okay.
It just entered my mind, my ADD mind, of the thing that I wanted to bring up to you, and it's that you haven't finished The Crown. And I don't want to speak to you again until you finish.
Okay, you're going to speak to me probably an hour after I leave today.
That's true. But you just have to finish it. I literally cried like twice.
No, thank you.
When Princess Diana died. You watched the whole thing. And you're not going to finish it? I would say this last season, I thought it was good.
I do. It's just too. Okay, can I say something? So I think The Crown, you know how many shows I've watched, how many sad or disturbing shows I have watched. I think there is nothing more that makes me more sad than The Crown. I don't know what it is about that show. It is so depressing.
It really is. I think it's because all their lives, even though they're like the British royals, like suck. Speaking of which, once again, where is Kate?
Because did you see? So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And there was like a thing about like, whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I guess at Buckingham Palace they had like a parade or something. Mm-hmm. Or not at, but I don't know. Whatever. There was like a famous... Yeah. St. Patrick's Day parade, and they were like, and Kate was not in attendance because she's still recovering, and I'm like, what?
And maybe she is. Like, they did say that she wouldn't be, like, when she got the surgery, they were like, she's not going to be doing public appearances until Easter, and now everyone's, like, freaking out, but...
We've got 2 weeks.
Yeah, they said she does have a public appearance scheduled for Easter, but I was, like, it's wild the amount... They did, like, this photo where it was supposed to be, like, her leaving the palace for an appointment. It's her head turned in a car. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And again, I want to say that this is confirmed by someone great, but it's really just someone on TikTok, of being, like, this is clearly a photo from like a long time ago or whatever, where it's her head is turned. You can tell that they've like, what do you call it? Like blurred out her little pearl earring. And you can see that the bricks in the window don't match like... the bricks outside of the window. They match the bricks from the original like photo. Yes.
That's funny.
I don't know.
So, not funny. I don't know. I'm like concerned, but also it's
where in the world is Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
But anyways, well, I guess that's all we have for you this week. Thanks for listening to us.
I do feel like we didn't say, other than the J-Lo documentary, I'm not sure if we really talked about anything like new.
It doesn't have to be new. It's pop culture. Pop culture ages like wine. It doesn't.
No, it ages it doesn't, like milk. Actually. Yeah, it famously like doesn't.
It, yeah.
But that's okay. It's
fine.
I think we haven't talked about it publicly, so therefore it's news.
Yeah. Like, we haven't talked about it outside of our own chat, so it's news to us and it's news to you.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Hope you learned something new.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, or if you learned something incorrect, I'm sorry about that too.
Yeah, we aren't fact checkers. We are TikTok consumers. Yeah, we're yappers. We're like little Yorkies just sitting here chatting with each other. Thank you again to Mary Sprague for our intro and outro music. Queen Mary, we love you, and we'll see you next time. Bye!